Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Trump is kind of pissed off at the UN after his escalator went down, after his teleprompter went down, after his audio got completely cut off and nobody could hear anything that he was saying. He thinks it's a massive conspiracy theory, and there's actually a lot of people that are there. Additionally, we've got more information coming out about the shooter from the situation at the ICE facility over in Dallas, Texas today. Who the heck was this guy? Why is he so crazy? What do we know about his family? We've got all of that information for you guys coming up here in just a moment. First, I just want to check in with you guys, see how y'all are doing over there. Check in. Where are you guys checking in from? I know we got people that are always jumping in from all over the dang place. It's always freaking crazy. Love it. Love it. Love it. See you guys coming in. You know what? Let's just go ahead and show you guys the video itself that's got Trump all sorts of ticked off over at the UN. Let's start. Hold on. Hey, shush, Trump. This video right here, this is what's got Trump pissed. He was getting ready to go up the escalator, and then bam, the escalator ends up turning off with him and Melania on it. But notice how the one next to it just continues to run. So people are saying that this is definitely something that was set up. There was another, I see Utah in the house. Look at you guys over there. Fox McCloud coming to the pants check. Fox, I got pants on, man. Look. I got pants on. I'm telling you, man. I'm not running pantsless over here today. Oklahoma, Arkansas. Love you guys. Love you. Love you. 30 minutes from Fort Polk, Louisiana. Oh, God. Australia's in the house, man. Y'all over in Australia got a lot of problems going on. I know we focus a lot on the U.S. and the problems that we have over here, but it's not nearly as crazy as Australia. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Here's what Trump ended up saying about the whole thing. He says, a real disgrace took place at the United Nations just yesterday. Not one, not two, but three very sinister events. Oh, good loady load. We got Dallas in the house. First, the escalator going up to the main speaking floor came to a screeching halt. It stopped on a dime. It's amazing that Melania and I didn't fall forward into the sharp edges of the steel steps face first. It was only that we were each holding the handrail tightly, or it would have been a disaster. Hancock Faraday, give now 5 Speak the Truth memberships. This was absolutely sabotage, as noted by a days earlier post in the London Times that said UN workers joked about turning off an escalator. The people that did it should be arrested. Then as I stood before a television crowd of millions of people all over the world and important leaders in the hall, my teleprompter didn't work. He actually made that statement in the beginning of his speech. He said something about his teleprompter not working. I immediately thought to myself, wow, first the escalator event and now a bad teleprompter. What kind of a place is this? I then proceeded to make a speech without a teleprompter, which kicked in about 15 minutes later. The good news is the speech has gotten fantastic reviews. Of course, fantastic. Maybe they appreciated the fact that very few people can have done what I did. And third, after making the speech, I was told that the sound was completely off in the auditorium where the speech was made, that world leaders, unless they use the interpreter's earpieces, couldn't hear a thing. The first person I saw at the conclusion of the speech was Melania, who's sitting right up front. I said, how did I do? And she said, I couldn't hear a word you said. They literally silenced Trump yesterday over at the UN. They ought to be ashamed of themselves. I'm sending a copy of this letter to the Secretary General, and I demand an immediate investigation. No wonder the United Nations hasn't been able to do the job that they were put in existence to do. All security tapes at the escalator should be saved, especially the emergency stop button. The Secret Service is involved. Thank you for your attention on this matter. And yes, they are looking at it at a particular... We are not getting a bidding war over my pants, dear. That is not happening. No, ma'am. That my pants are not for sale. This is not OnlyFans. That will not be happening on the Speak the Truth podcast. Well, I do appreciate the idea. Maybe it's not a bad idea. Maybe I do start auctioning off my pants. I have no idea if that's even a good idea. So that's what's going on with Trump and his whole escalator incident. You know, they are worried about it. They are saying it's a security concern. Yeah, he did give a speech, and it's not obviously working.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working.
I mean, he just flat out says it. Now, the United States has had a lot of issues with the UN, particularly when it comes to the Gaza conflict and what's going on over there with a lot of different nations that want to recognize it. And the United States is sticking to its guns, basically saying, absolutely not, we're not doing it. Feet? I'm not auctioning off my feet, my friend. That's not going to happen. You guys have lost your dang minds if you think my feet are coming out. Over in Dallas, Texas, this morning at an ICE facility, we ended up having a shooter from an adjacent building. And I'm going to go ahead and what I'm going to do is I'm going to take what this reference is, because it's something that I can't share. Literally, these pictures I cannot put up on YouTube. But I'm going to share you the information of the shooter. I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to warn you if you guys end up clicking on that. I'm warning you, if you click on what I just shared, it is very, very graphic. It shows the shooter post-incident, and I think we're all going to have a lot of questions about it going into it. But on the shell casing itself, or on the bullets, it ended up saying anti-ICE, and that's causing a lot of people to go, okay, well, was this Antifa? Is this something else? Like, who knows? But I'm going to get into that here in just a hot second.
You can't just assume by that what was written on that shell casing that's necessarily his motivation. He could have been doing that to thinking it was funny, trying to put law enforcement on the wrong track. This is where, when you analyze the person's phone, computer, talk to his family and friends, that you get an idea of what his motivation perhaps really was. You can't just...
So a lot of people are pissed at this guy for making that statement, and he's not wrong in making that statement just because it says anti-ICE on that particular shell casing. He's right. You can't just go in and assume that because that shell casing ended up saying anti-ICE, that's what we've got to go along with. But the thing that a lot of people are pissed off about as we get into this, and I'm gonna go over that incident here in just a little bit, because it doesn't appear like any ICE agents were shot. As a matter of fact, it almost appears as if the targets of this were actually the people that ended up getting detained by ICE for deportation. Donald Trump came out with some very serious statements. So did J.D. Vance came out with like some other statements and whatnot today. Donald Trump said, "I have been briefed on the deadly shooting at the ICE field office in Dallas. It has now been revealed that the deranged shooter wrote anti-ICE on his shell casings. This is despicable. The brave men and women of ICE are just trying to do their jobs and to remove the worst of the worst criminals out of our country, but they are facing an unprecedented increase in threats, violence, and attacks by deranged radical leftists. This violence is the result of radical left Democrats consistently demonizing law enforcement, calling the ICE to be demolished, and comparing ICE officers to Nazis. The continuing violence from the radical left terrorists in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination must be stopped. ICE officers and other brave members of law enforcement are under grave threat. We have already declared Antifa a terrorist organization," which, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to touch on in a minute, because the federal government did the first arrest of Antifa as terrorists today. And I will be signing an executive order this week to dismantle these domestic terrorist networks. I'm calling on all Democrats to stop the rhetoric against ICE and the American law enforcement right now. The Trump administration is fully committed to backing law enforcement, strong borders, security of our homeland, deporting violent illegal criminals, and fully rooting out the left-wing domestic terrorism that is terrorizing our country. Thank you for our attention on this matter. Now, what is he talking about? Well, Gavin Newsom, for example, came out with statements that were very, I don't know how to say it, like stupid, right? Calling them authoritarian.
That's happening in the United States of America. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process, no oversight, zero accountability, happening in the United States of America today. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. And so I'm deeply proud that I had the privilege of signing the nation's first bill to address the issue of masking. Also to require you have simple identification, to your point. I mean, if some guy jumped out of an unmarked car in a van with a mask on, tried to grab me, I mean, by definition, you're going to push back. And so these are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government. You saw what Stephen Miller said last week. This should put chills up fine. Called the Democratic Party an extremist organization, basically a terrorist organization, saying he's going after his enemies. You saw the tweet that Donald Trump sent out, True Social, basically telling Pam Bondi, "I want these three people taken out." That's happening in the United States.
Well, Gavin Newsom, the problem is you've also got other statements, not just that one, that are ticking a lot of people off. I mean, a lot of them, and they're coming out and they're making statements out against everything that he's saying. It's basically all of this crap is being fueled by the Democrats, according to law enforcement officers, Vice President of the United States, the President of the United States. Give it a listen.
Good morning. My name is Joshua Johnson. I'm the acting field office director for ICE Dallas. I'll be brief with my comments, but I do want to start off by saying thank you to the Dallas Police Department, Dallas FBI, HSI, CBP, ATF, and virtually every law enforcement officer in North Texas for your support. This is the second time I've had to stand in front of you and talk about a shooter at one of my facilities, and I think that the takeaway from all of this is that the rhetoric has to stop. There are people out there who are seeing what is being placed online, and they're coming and they're doing acts of violence against ICE employees. So that's kind of all I have for today, is that it's just got to stop. It's dangerous, and people are losing their lives. Thank you.
Thank you all so much for coming. We really appreciate it.
Oh, that's weird. Heads up, we're detecting video in your stream that belongs to somebody else. Really, YouTube's coming after me now because I'm telling the truth, apparently, by taking other clips. YouTube, just for clarity, all of this falls underneath the Fair Use Act as far as your policy is concerned, so there's no videos in here that belong to anybody else. So you don't have to stop this stream and remove me for any reason. Sorry if that bothers you. But yeah, people are extremely offended. And saying that all of this rhetoric that's coming out from Gavin Newsom, that's coming out from the Democratic Party, are the ones that are basically fueling this hate inside of the country. And so the question you got to ask yourself is whether or not you believe that's true. And I personally do. When I see the amount of crap that's being pushed by the left, it's gotten so far that even the president and the vice president of the United States are coming out and speaking against it. And again, they're supposed to have plans, and hopefully maybe they actually start doing something about it.
Because I don't know if you all have followed the news, and we're still learning a little bit about it, but what we know is that in Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets, and there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border. And I think that is the most disgusting thing. I don't know if you all have followed.
Oh, JD Vance, you and I, we both full-heartedly agree on that statement. Out Spaces Landscape comes in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Fox McCloud, where did you go, buddy? You said upload your feet on Feet Finder. It's for charity, no homo. I'm not putting my feet on Feet Finder, dude. That just sounds weird, man. What is with you guys in my feet and my pants and my legs? I do not understand it for the life of me. Incog Faraday gifting at the $20 for me to turn off the ads because he's got to send me a constant reminder because I'm too dumb to go in and change it inside the policies, but over on YouTube. So let's talk about the shooting itself. And I believe this video clip actually has pictures.
Read about copycats?
Yes. I don't know if the rooftop trend is going to be a thing. I mean, it could just be coincidental that the best vantage point just happened to be elevated positions in this case. But, you know, people emulating this kind of attack is certainly a concern. The irony with the rioting, the first time we really saw that was Brenton Tarrant in the Christchurch shootings, shooting in a mosque in New Zealand. And he was a fierce, white supremacist and neo-Nazi, and wrote all over his weapon and his rounds very hateful information. So to see this coming from, potentially the other side of the political spectrum is a little strange, because it is not something, if you are trying to, carry out some kind of message countering more extreme right-wing stuff, I don't know why you would, use a tactic that a famous white supremacist who has been revered and copycatted over the years by other white supremacists, why you would do that. But it does appear that...
So he's not wrong when he's stating this, that people are using copycat tactics and everything else. other issue that I ended up having, and I think a lot of people are asking the question of, is why does it say anti-ICE and not F-ICE? Normally, the Antifa narrative that they end up throwing on these bullets and these shell casings end up saying F-ICE. As a matter of fact, people are so dumb, they're actually tweeting about it, and they forgot that they're designated a terror organization. I actually had this idiot over here, you guys can see it, right up on my freaking channel. I went to go start researching on some of this stuff, and here you go, Karen. All right. Card carrying member of Antifa here. We don't say anti-ICE. We say F-ICE. And so they're trying to complain and say that it's not them that were responsible for doing it. It's absolutely dumb for me. Somebody says, but no voter ID. Yeah, but no voter ID. Gavin Newsom, again, coming out and having all sorts of freaking stupid statements that are pissing everybody else off. And that's just the way it goes. But Antifa themselves, they were going crazy over inside of Eugene, Oregon. And a bunch of them ended up getting arrested. We're going to talk about that here in just a sec. But first, we're going to explain kind of how this situation happened. You got this guy. And if you guys were able to click on that link before I deleted it, because I think maybe that's what YouTube ended up getting a little bit ticked off about. You had this shooter that positioned himself on the rooftop waiting inside that sally port for everybody to come in. And then as soon as they came in, he ends up opening fire on them. But the problem is when he opens fire on them, he ends up not hitting a single, he ends up not hitting a single ICE agent. Instead, he ends up hitting suspects. And one of the people that allegedly got arrested is this guy right here that I just put up on your screen, according to Amy Mech. She says that he was arrested in Dallas, Texas earlier this morning, and that his name, all right, let me see if I get this, Marwan Maruf, he's a top Dallas leader of the Muslim American Society, or MAS, and the brother-in-law of the Alashi family, who is the convicted Holy Land Foundation Hamas financing case, where they ended up raising over $12.4 million. Allegedly, the guy has, according to Amy, has connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. He's got connections to the Epic Mosque thing going on up in North Dallas. He's got connections all over, and yet we don't have the suspect's information. Well, one, the suspect's information, yeah, we got it. His mom's a lefty. She was pissed off. She was like making Facebook posts a couple years ago talking about like gun laws in the United States of America. She was upset about that. Looks like his sister might be a lesbian. And then there's this guy himself that just looks weird as hell. But so I when I look at things and I say, okay, his shell casing says anti-ICE on it, right? I think it was Cash Patel ended up tweeting this out earlier. Let me see if I can pull it up for you guys. You know what? It'd probably be easier for me just to type in anti-ICE and be able to pull that up and put it up on the screen for you guys. Shell casing ends up saying anti-ICE on it, which big whoopity-doo if that's what the freaking bullet ends up saying is anti-ICE. That's not a sign that it couldn't have been Antifa, but what it absolutely is a sign of is this guy is doing copycat crap. Why is this not pulling up? That's so weird. There it is. Here we go. So this is what Cash ended up putting out, and you can see it right here. You can see like this is an actual clip, right? It says anti-ICE written on the bullet right there. And this is Cash Patel putting this out earlier this morning. So great. It says anti-ICE. Does that necessarily mean that that's what the whole thing is? No, it's not. I don't know what to tell you other than it's absolutely stupid. That people are looking at it. But I digress, let me get back into what I was trying to say, is that he didn't end up hitting any of the actual ICE agents. He actually ended up hitting the people that were inside of the vehicle in the sally port. And so the question is whether or not the actual target was supposed to be the people that ICE had arrested, and whether or not it's a false flag attack and somebody had put them up in order to do it. With that being said, let's go over to Eugene, Oregon, because Antifa nut jobs were at it in mass over there, harassing a federal building, which then prompted law enforcement officials to get pissed off, like federal law enforcement officials, to go after and start arresting some of these people, which I personally am kind of a fan of. Now, allegedly, these people are going to be the first ones, all right, that are going to get charged with like terrorism after Trump declared Antifa a terrorist organization, domestic terrorist organization, for everything that they're doing. Antifa is kind of pissed off. I saw a couple of videos of them actually outside that facility earlier, and they were absolutely harassing the people, trying to intimidate everybody over and outside of there. Another video has surfaced of these people getting like hauled off. Oh, that's the same one, excuse me, of these people over there getting hauled off. And I truthfully, I mean, it is what it is, as far as I'm concerned. Here they are.
Ryan's the one that assaults. When are you going to lie here? This isn't Portland. How do you feel about that?
Looks like that's that fat chick that got arrested.
Here. Everybody wait for the Democrats. You were clearly screaming. You can catch that on camera. That's not.
So that's it. The federal government basically is fed up with them and they're going after him. Beth Ann came in giving a Speak the Truth membership. Thank you. Thank you, Beth. Sir Thanks a Lot says, I'm glad to see Trump changing his messaging on Ukraine. GNZ don't unalive people. The left do. Yeah. Fox McCloud talking about Moore County to substation shot. He's back in 22. He's talking about, you know, it wasn't just Moore County, North Carolina either. It also took place over inside of California when they actually shot the... I'm trying to remember what it's called. It's the thing like right in the middle that actually ends up converting and stepping the power up and or down inside the substations, and it ends up catching them on fire. That happened not just inside of Moore County, North Carolina, but it also happened over inside of California. People going after and doing that. Absolutely domestic terror. And that was something that we were all looking at back then going, this is a problem. Old Man Weiss gifted us Speak the Truth membership. Colby McCurdy. Why are these bullet engravings becoming a trend? Definitely a pattern among left-wing extremists. So those bullets engravings that you're looking at that are on there, a lot of these people, you got to understand that they have mental illness. Nobody does things like that without having an actual mental illness. And those people 100% do. There's a reason copycat killers are a thing. So all their Transformers. Thank you. Yeah. The copycats are over there going after it and they're just writing other things down. Even the guy from Minnesota, you know, with all of the different writing and stuff, we saw him with like other writings on his, on the bullets that he was doing, but he decorated his magazines. He decorated his rifle. He decorated everything. Patrick Loudon says, what trash bags? I imagine the citizens will step in if law enforcement doesn't. You are correct. Like, citizens are going to get pissed off. They are going to start doing something about this. And obviously we see these things taking place over inside of, you know, states like Oregon, where by and large, law enforcement isn't allowed to go after and take care of these people. They're basically told to stand on the sides. These Democrat ran freaking states and these Democrat ran cities, people are getting pissed off on. And the federal government is now stepping up and arresting them. And so now it's the federal government that's oppressing them. God forbid we actually take ownership, you know, of these people that are doing this stuff. Instead, they blame the feds. And they absolute terrorists that are over there. Look at them going after with their umbrellas. This is crap that I faced over inside of Denver, Colorado, when they had the No Kings protest where people take their umbrellas and shove them in your face and think that you're not going to end up getting whacked back. Like, nope, you just don't get to hit me with your stupid umbrella. You're going to end up getting like punched back. You don't get to do that to people. So good on them for actually going after and taking care of that. Other big problem that we have going on that Trump ends up putting out there. You guys are absolutely right. He did come out and he ended up back in Ukraine, saying finally with his message that Ukraine can beat the Russians basically and take back all of the terrain that Ukraine has. Well, the other thing they ended up coming out and stating is that if Afghanistan doesn't give Bagram Air Base back to those that built it, the United States of America is going to do bad things are going to happen, according to Donald J. Trump. Well, the Taliban actually came out and answered back. Reportedly, the Taliban actually came back and answered back. So we've originally now reached the point, girl, put the belly away. Yeah, I know, right? Well, now we've reached the point where Donald Trump is saying stuff and the Taliban's now talking trash back. And this is what kind of ends up happening. Obviously, they end up putting out the videos of different IED attacks and things like that. over from Afghanistan. The Soviets technically built Bagram. That is true. Soviets did, but then we took it and we added so much infrastructure and everything else. But the airfield itself, yeah, I'll attribute that to the Soviets. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. I do believe that we ended up adding onto that airbase over time. I do remember talking to several people that were involved in building that up after, you know, the initial invasion of Afghanistan took place. And once it got secured, we had a lot of people that were going over there actually building up that airbase quite a bit. King of Jordan actually now coming out, giving up more crap to Israel as well over inside of the UN. Magically, his microphone didn't get shut off.
Almost 2 years in, and the cruelty of this military campaign continues unabated. Furthermore, the current Israeli government's provocative calls for a so-called Greater Israel can only be realized through the blatant violation of the sovereignty and territorial integrity of its neighbors.
So King of Jordan, that's supposed to be like an ally of ours and one of everybody else. You guys can see him sitting there wearing a Palestinian pin. You know, if he felt so strongly about it, I don't know why Jordan didn't end up keeping the West Bank after Israel tried to give it back to them. Doesn't really make sense to me, but there he is wearing his pin and virtue signaling, trying to erase history. Nathan says, did you see there was a shooting in Las Vegas at Area 51? No, I did not see the shooting at Area 51. Now I've got to go look into that here in just a little bit.
And there is nothing great about that. How long before we hold all nations to the same standards? How long before we recognize the Palestinians as people who aspire to the same things you and I do?
And that, my friend, is where he is wrong. That is not what the Palestinian people actually aspire to. They don't aspire to the same thing that the West does. They actually want to take over all of Israel. It's nuts. The things that they teach their kids are absolutely insane. And he's now trying to downplay how ridiculous the Palestinian Authority is.
And we act on that recognition. How long before we recognize that statehood is not something Palestinians need to earn? It is not a reward. It is an indisputable right. Almost
now saying it's an indisputable right. Well, again, you know, he cares so much about the people inside Palestine. He's not willing to take in any refugees from the Gaza Strip. That's for damn sure. Neither is Egypt or any other nation that's over there surrounding them. And so while he sits there and he calls it one of their rights, at the same time, he doesn't care enough about them in order to bring them into the country. A drone actually got fired at Israel from Yemen today down inside southern Israel. And it actually impacted. This sucker ended up getting captured from multiple different angles, as a matter of fact, which you're about to see now. Sven corrected me, saying that he's wearing the Jordanian flag. My apologies, sir. I've got a little screen right up over here that I'm staring at, so I thought I saw the Palestinian flag. So if that's the case, then my apologies. Sir, thanks a lot. Says, why don't we get to have borders, but Gaza does? Yeah, that's the other problem that we have in this world, right? Like, why in the world does the U.S. borders suck, but Gaza, they get to have their own like territorial borders, and so does the West Bank. Yeah, not so much. They're a bunch of murderous nut jobs. This drone attack actually got captured from several different angles. I believe I have at least one or two more for you guys. This is post detonation.
Yo, no, there.
طلع
So there's your Post-it Nation, and then there was one more, I believe, that I ended up having. So two seriously were injured and 17 others ended up having severe injuries following this attack. And here is another post detonation shot. And that's it for you for like the most recent attack over on side of Israel. Nope, I lied. This is another beautiful drone shot. I mean, this thing was just flying through the air so much that it got caught from so many angles.
Yo! Yo!
Goodness, one of you guys just tagged me in this, so now I gotta put it up on the screen for the shooting from Area 51. I don't know if this is true or not. I'm gonna have to do some more research on this, and I tend not to do these things live because of the amount of like false information that's floating out, but somebody had mentioned it, so I'm just gonna go ahead and put it up on the screen. This is being reported by the account End of Time Headlines. They've got about 35,000 followers. They said I can read more about it right here, so I'm going to do that. They end up showing this picture along with it, saying that Area 51 ended up getting targeted by a gunman. So let's go over here and take a look. So gunman opens fire outside of Air Force Base in Nevada, linked to Area 51. In the early hours of Wednesday, a tense standoff unfolded at the main gate of Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas, Nevada, when an unidentified gunman ended up opening fire on security personnel. Incident occurred around 12:30 a.m., a prompt and swift response from the Air Force security officers, leaving the suspect wounded but alive. No injuries were reported, and authorities quickly assured the public that the situation posed no ongoing threat. Air Force Base is a sprawling military installation known for its role in advanced aerial training and proximity to secretive Area 51 facility. According to details released by the investigators, the gunman began firing at the entrance, escalating the encounter when confronted by responding officers. Security officers then challenged the suspect, who pointed his firearm at them. And Las Vegas Metro Police said in a statement, officers were acting in self-defense, returned fire, striking the suspect in the leg. Quick thinking, responders applied a tourniquet to the wound, stabilized him before he was transported to a nearby hospital. Injuries were described as non-life threatening, allowing for his detention while the investigation continues. The base's leadership rapidly moved. Yeah, I mean, that's the second time I think I've heard of an incident like this actually taking place in a military installation this year. So I definitely want to keep my eyes on that. But I do think that we're going to see an uptick in these different attacks here over time. So God bless, man. Why are people doing crazy things here in this world? Why? Here are some more explosions taking place over inside of Gaza City as the IDF continues their assault. And as IDF continues to move forward over inside of Gaza, obviously, you know, our main concern is what's going to be happening over in like the public eye with a lot of this information and stuff coming out. People are saying that the U.S. backing Israel as it goes in to commit its final genocide over inside of Gaza. We're obviously worried about a lot more active shooters and things like that taking place. IDF released this video of them destroying a Hamas facility. There you can see a rocket cooking off over inside of it. Other thing that they ended up releasing from today wasn't just that place exploding. It ended up being, they ended up releasing a video of like a cache they ended up finding over inside of Gaza as well, but it just looked like a giant pile of garbage. It looked like old weapon systems and stuff like that. Hamas is, you know, still cranking out their propaganda as well over on the war front inside of Gaza, putting out videos such as this of them attacking Israeli forces.
Al-Quwat al-Mutawakhila في شارع الصراع بكثير من الصبر وتل الإسلام. الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
Congratulations, you guys managed to fire an RPG and hit a tank. Good job. Very, very proud of you. They're in the, honestly, like one of the last phases of getting wiped out right now. Saw an updated map that ended up showing Israel closing in pretty rapidly on Gaza City. And there's not a lot of information that's coming out from Israel. Estimated around 600,000 to 700,000 people from Gaza City have actually packed up and left and moved down to the south while the fighting's continuing. And, you know, we've got all of this crap that's going on over inside of the UN. Probably one of the most interesting things that I ended up getting inside of the different meetings that I held when I was over inside of Israel was a lot of the people don't know what they're going to end up doing after this takes place because no other nation wants to take them. They obviously have a massive unexploded ordnance problem as they would look to rebuild it. Then they also have the issue of recovering all of their hostages. What happens if Israel ends up making their way all the way across Gaza City, crushes Hamas, but they don't have their hostages? Well, then it turns into what? Hands across Gaza, digging through rubble, trying to find these guys and gals. There's also reports that several of them could have actually been smuggled out to Egypt. I saw it yesterday. And so Israel looking into this, having to worry about their hostages and whatnot being smuggled out through Egypt, I think is a very real issue for them that they might have to deal with. Down inside Rafah, even though like what I saw looked like a lot of Rafah was pretty much destroyed, there's still plenty of other standing spaces over there. This in particular looks like Israel destroying a tunnel network over inside of Rafah as well. This video just got released a little bit earlier today, but you can see the detonation and how it ends up carrying out underneath it. That's 100% a controlled detonation. They had to have done that for a reason. But I mean, they're still over there like searching and clearing and trying to find all of this crap. Ladies and gentlemen, they say that they think they're going to be done with this clearing operation by the end of December, but it very well could take a hell of a lot longer than that. Like I said, if they end up not getting these hostages back, again, 20 still believed to be alive, 28 deceased that they are looking at getting out of there. If they end up not getting them, I honestly don't know what's going to happen. I do know that they're going to have a major humanitarian crisis on their hands coming up over the course of this winter, going into the spring if the international community isn't able to pull their heads out of their butt and get it there and get it done right. There is a call to have the UN actually step in and actually provide peacekeepers. But I think what a lot of people are forgetting is that the UN doesn't actually want to have anybody like guarding the storage facilities. So I don't know what they intend on doing with that. It just blows my mind. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I've been feeling extremely under the weather today. So this is going to be a very short show. I apologize for that. But I wanted to make sure I was able to come on here and give you guys as much information as I could about the things that we know that are accurate, that are actually out there. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you adieu. All right. I'll see you guys on the next one. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. I'm out of here.